Well, we all sit here today to talk about an emissions trading scheme. I think it's fair to start that aluminium, pulp and paper, cement have all had, since 1990, a 20% reduction of CO2 per tonne of product sold. So we're not sitting here today saying an emissions trading scheme will start to see a reduction in CO2. This country started some time ago and driven largely by trade-exposed, energy-intensive industries. So for an effective emissions trading scheme, we need to have a target, obviously. A target that is driven by good economic modelling rather than by a political statement that is made at a good opportunity. All emitters across all sectors need to face a carbon constraint. A little, as Andrew was talking about the GST. The GST was effective because it was instituted nationally. You start to carve sectors off, and all that happens is that the people that are left are going to actually bear the brunt of the burden. So all sectors need to be covered. I can't read without my glasses. Sure, to show my age, really.
Say after me.
Oh, I'll try this one. Oh, yeah. And we need to actually have a trading scheme that does actually have a minimum cost. My other colleagues have talked about the amount of duplication that this country has over greenhouse and energy reporting. Not only is there a duplication in reporting, but there's also a duplication in cost. If we are to remain competitive, yes, we have to get our emissions trading system right, but we also have to take off costs that I'm sure are good for some governments, but certainly not productive for industry's bottom line. So we do... I think we've all said in different ways, we do agree that market-based approaches have the best chance of success. And we can all attest to seeing our CO2 reduction go down since 1990 and also see that that has had quite an impact on the bottom line. Industries such as ours don't do things just because they feel better. They certainly are out there to make money. They have... of increased profits and increased productivity and decreased CO2. So it is all possible. We need to make sure in the design of the emissions trading scheme and the targets that we set that there is an ability to have our national scheme melded into any global scheme. The federal government has had a process for the last 18 months called Asia-Pacific Partnership on Clean Development and Climate, which is easier said AP6. It's less of a mouthful. But through that process, we have been able to engage countries that have never been engaged in a carbon-constrained world before, and that is China, India, South Korea, and in partnership with the US, Japan and Australia. Together, the six of our countries across eight various sectors, aluminium and cement being two, have worked hard on how we can, as collective sectors, reduce our CO2 emissions and try to deal with the global problem of climate change. So whether you call it energy-intensive trade exposed or emissions-intensive trade exposed, decisions that are made in investment across our industries for this country, a large part of that will be what kind of trading system we do have, what opportunities do exist, and how can we compete with our competitors. An example of just sheer size, the Australian cement industry produces about 10 million tonnes of cement, which is about on par with consumption. The Chinese cement industry produced 1.24 billion tonnes of cement, which I'd have to say is a bucket load of cement. So any investment decisions have to be made with our competitors, and large competitors they are. We have to ensure that we encourage our competitors to become part of the global solution to climate change, but at the same time we have to be sure that we can compete on an even basis with them until they become a carbon trading country in their own right. So the design and the management of an emissions trading scheme, which is now that the Prime Minister made his announcement last week, over the next, certainly until June, with all the modelling work, where they can work on the trajectory and actually see what this country's target will be crucial as to how, as Australia, we go forth in dealing with climate change, but how we go forth with the industries that currently exist in this country.